Chapter 1. London, 1841. The snow fell gently that evening. The flakes were large and puffy and yet light, like feathers, sinking slowly and softly through a dark sky, illuminated only by the gas street lights of London's streets. They yellowed as they approached and passed the street lights below, but far above, towards the sky, they still appeared a brilliant, sparkling white, looking innocent and pure this December. Under any other circumstances, this would be an enchanting, beautiful night sky to witness such gorgeous snowfall emanating the feel of Christmas, bringing a lightness and warmth to the heart. But Ella Taylor was not feeling the Christmas spirit of late, nor feeling any enchantment provided by the soft dance of the innocent snowflakes. They could have been hanging drops of thick, cold rain, or the slow run of oil, for all it mattered to her. Everything felt heavy. Not that Ella hadn't known what the Christmas spirit felt like before. In her 12 years of life, she had certainly felt the joy of the season in past years. She certainly knew what it felt like normally. She could even feel it permeating. She saw it in the smiles of every couple enjoying the carriage rides through the soft snowfall of London streets. She heard it in the laughter of the other children running home in the streets. She knew it was there and that others could enjoy it. She simply couldn't feel it in herself. Her chest was far too heavy and chilled in the winter winds. "Ella, please close the window," said Flora, her mother, from across the room. "The draft will get in." Ella closed the window obediently. What little flame came from the remaining embers in the fireplace had to be preserved. The two ladies had finally run out of disposable wood. They had to preserve as much heat as possible. There was nothing left to burn. Although the apartment in which Ella and her mother had been living was not very large, it was, nevertheless, her home, previously filled with memories and happiness in better times. It used to contain all sorts of fineries of a middle-class family, baubles and decorations, furniture such as couches, sofas, armchairs, tables, bookshelves, cupboards, and the like, as well as all the table settings, books, silverware, pictures, and personals that came with such things in a happy household. And, of course, Ella thought, that one other element from her past, a father. Now, the shape of her old home was nothing more than the outline of apartment walls. The furniture, that of any worth, was collected by debt collectors and resold to whoever would pay the highest for used seats. The effects, the books, the baubles, had all been collected and resold as well, or possibly thrown away in the case of personal paintings or embroidery. The only furniture left behind were the simplest tables and chairs, now down to even fewer numbers, since the family had to resort to burning some of the chairs and end tables for firewood. The home was bare. There was nothing left. Not even a father.